WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy has signed an executive order that allows restaurants and bars to begin offering in-person outdoor dining on Monday, June 15th. Tables seating individual groups must be 6 feet apart. Other safety and sanitization protocols must be followed. Knowing that many eateries don't have outdoor seating, Murphy says he expects towns to allow restaurants and bars to use sidewalks, streets, and parks. That will remain, though, a local decision. He says a number of towns have already said they will close streets to accommodate outdoor dining. And the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control will be issuing a special ruling to allow liquor license holders to apply for a one-time permit to expand their premises for service. Governor Murphy also announced a report asking his administration to do a better job in taking care of and protecting long-term care facilities. This calls for better communication, better support for staff and residents, better monitoring, better coordination between state and facilities. He says it's critical for achieving the goal of protecting our most vulnerable residents. A shooting in Trenton this morning has left two adults and two children hospitalized. It happened around 9:30 a.m. when a gunman opened fire on North Montgomery Street, then fled on foot. The gunman remains at large. The four victims were all taken to hospitals. The two kids, ages 10 and 12, apparently were in a car when they were shot, according to authorities. If you think it's frustrating not finding half gallons of milk and napkins at the supermarket, try arranging food for 7 million meals a month. Carlos Rodriguez of the Community Food Bank of New Jersey says that supply chain problems will persist as groups like his try to meet demand that's up 40 to 50%.
Just this morning, we have four deliveries canceled on us, and another four pushed from expected to be received this week to maybe hopefully being received later in June or perhaps in July and even into August.
Rodriguez says the Community Food Bank is now spending $1.5 million buying food compared to a normal level of around $200,000 before the pandemic struck. Schools in Pennsylvania's less restrictive reopening zones are getting the okay to resume teaching in person and other activities starting July 1st. Education Department and school boards in the green and yellow phases must adopt health and safety procedures, including the use of face masks and social distancing, before in-person teaching can begin. Meantime, the state's more than 300 colleges can start this Friday if they have a plan to keep students and teachers safe. In 2018, the teen birth rate in New Jersey was 10 in 1,000, according to the Kids Count Index. The rate was the same in 2017, but down tremendously from 10 years ago, when it was 22 births in 1,000. Alana Vega, Kids Count Coordinator at Advocates for Children of New Jersey, says while teens are at higher risk of delivering low birth weight and preterm babies,
we also know that teens, they haven't necessarily always completed school, right? So there are other sort of economic impacts of births to teens when a parent hasn't completed their schooling, may not be in a high-paying job because of their age.
She says the number of babies born in New Jersey in 2018 was lower than the national average, which was 17 births per 1,000. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall, getting back to business with Steve Sweeney tomorrow, 7 p.m. The state Senate president joins us to answer your questions and provide small business owners the info they need to proceed in 2020. Dark skies and scary storms. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 5 News Time, 208, now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
The atmosphere remains fully charged with heat and humidity. That's energy and moisture this afternoon as a weak front slips through. So we are watching the sky for strong to severe thunderstorms over the next several hours. Then we'll see additional showers overnight. Severe weather is a concern, including damaging winds, hail, an isolated tornado, and torrential downpours. It is warm today in the 80s. It'll be muggy tonight as lows only dip into the upper 60s. We'll kind of do it again tomorrow. Spotty showers and thunderstorms, especially at night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Mid-80s again Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. And then we start the weekend with more steamy weather Saturday. In the 80s, one more push of thunderstorms around midday Saturday, then turning cooler, less humid, and sunnier for Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather is made possible by Hamilton Honda. Look for spectacular summer savings right now at Hamilton Honda, where you are set for life with lifetime oil and filter changes and car washes. Call us at 609-528-2600 or visit us online at hamiltonhonda.net. Sandy Hook, 70 degrees. Cape May Point, 69. Hamilton, 68. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.